if you're asking, should the United States be playing a role alongside the European Union, my answer would be a very strong yes. And there are two elements to that. First of all, one of the reasons that people are fleeing the Middle East is that the neighboring countries to Syria, that means Lebanon and close allies of the US like Jordan, are creaking under the strain of literally millions of refugees. And secondly, of course, America has historically been the home for refugees, a world leader in refugee resettlement. But over the 4 years of the war, the US has only taken 1,400 Syrian refugees in total.
Is there a number you would like to see the United States pledge to take? Some lawmakers here in the United States are saying the number should be as high as 65,000 by the end of next year.
Well, the 65,000 has a very clear logic to it, and the International Rescue Committee, which has resettled new Americans for the last 80 years since we were founded by Albert Einstein here when he came in 1933, we've been clear that for the U.S. to maintain its leadership position in refugee resettlement, it should take about 45 or 50% of the U.N. recommended number. And the U.N. has said that by the end of 2016, 130,000 Syrians need to be resettled around the world, and that's why the 65,000 figure is the one for the U.S. to continue to show the kind of leadership that it has over the decades. At the moment, that leadership position has been taken by Germany because they've clearly said that 800,000 people are going to register for asylum or claim refugee status in Germany this year. It's time for the U.S., I think, to have the kind of debate about how it can continue its leadership.